Hey guys, and welcome back to Billy's Broadcast, a podcast about life, surviving your 20s, and whichever other chaos I want to talk about. Nataka kusema ni sorry. I apologize because I haven't been posting for quite some time, but that's because nilikuwa mashinani, but now I'm back. And I have two people I'm really excited to introduce. The first one is the homie. Big man in all its sense, Mr. Sid.
Hi, what's up?
And we have the gorgeous, the life-changing, melanin goddess. We have Miss Natalie.
Hi, guys.
Yes, so this is my friend, Natalie's my cousin. The genes, they really shouted. When God made us both, he said extra. So, so we're happy here to be talking about something very funny. Really interesting, by the way. The episode is episode 4, Tales of Clownery. And the point, the main point we're trying to achieve here, to express me, they don't like you, sis. Imagine they don't like you. And we're going to explain. We're going to explain a little bit more about why they don't like you. Now, Sid, you'll tell me.
Tell me, talk to me.
You're a guy, Sid.
Yeah.
Tell me why. There's this meme that's been going around Twitter. I've been seeing it, Instagram, Niniati. Guys will have interest in you for like 3 days, and then after 3 days, it's over.
Yeah.
3 months. Yangu inakwanga 3 months. Somebody will have interest in you for 3 months. After that, ngumu sana. So you'll tell me.
Okay.
Is it propaganda? Are people lying?
Nah, you see, the thing is, if I chase you for 3 days and you don't show interest, I start to get bored.
Cause why I'm not 3 days?
No, okay, no, 3 days is a push.
It could be 4 days, a month, a year, but aye, it's always three months, 3 days.
Because most of the time, you're going to talk to this girl, you've talked, you've vibed, you're trying all your best, but you're not oh my God, you don't see it being reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get tired. You kind of get really? Tired of that, yeah. So now, by the time you're tired, you just want to move on. Now that's when the girl starts showing her interest.
So shouldn't that be like a lesson? If you've got, you had one girl, two girls, after 3 days, you lose interest, then you should be knowing you should apply more pressure or more resistance.
You can apply all the pressure you want, but you know, sometimes the girl won't even reciprocate any of them. So you've applied pressure in all terms that you know.
Now how, Natalie? Is he saying the truth?
But let me say, for me, when a guy approaches me, texts me or something, and you expect me to be comfortable with you in a span of 3 days, no.
I agree, no. Because niggas are creepy out there.
You want?
Do you know how many people will text you for 3 days consistently? Me, there's homies. I've never any. Neela, you're in a public setting. You're forced to give them your number. I know, sure, I've been. You've been in this position before. You're just forced to. And then I never reply. But 6 months later, they're still like, hey, why are you
and
not
you look
replying?
Like a bad person.
And so me, I'm like, hey.
It's okay to not like.
So it's not about pressure, imagine. You're gonna have to tell us. It's not pressure.
It's pressure, imagine. It's pressure, imagine.
So what happens to these niggas who text us for 6 months and never reply, not even once?
Let's not use the word simp. I just feel like if they text you 6 months consistently, they have one goal that they want to achieve. Whereas if somebody texts you in a span of 4 days consistently, they just want to get to know you, you know?
So you're telling me that when guys like text you for like 3 days plus, set it serious or anything.
Yeah.
They're
just getting to know
testing
you.
The waters.
Yeah.
And then when you start engaging with them,
you're an
easy catch.
So what if you have a shorty and you're just testing the water, you're just dipping your toes. So you'll throw the wildest card.
Yeah.
You'll send a risky text. Because like Akujuri anyway.
Yeah.
And then she responds back with the same freaky energy.
See now that one, you see, she, that one is, but she's motivating you because you're on the same vibe. So it'd be like, she's on my case.
No, yeah. That's not true. Really? Because people will be like, ah, nah, let me tell you one thing. Your homie could date a shore, and then somehow you end up vibing the same shore when they've broken up later.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be talking shit about her to you. But you're like, what the fuck is this homie saying? Because she's amazing to me.
Yeah, so what's your point? Time. Yeah.
So now, you can't even say that you're just throwing a card out there just to see. Just to test the world. No way. Because I think Shoddy's always put in too much work. So, you know, like, what? If one guy puts in work, like, if one guy is like a... I like you, and then they put in pressure, they apply.
It's a big
you start simping, Baka, you go out to the club, you can dance with anyone, but you're like, I have a man. But he hasn't even claimed you.
At all.
So it's crazy for me to hear you say this, because, hey, did you know that?
Guys are different.
So. I love that. Yeah, perhaps.
Yo, but guys are different. Probably it's the... It's perspectives, I guess, according to each guy and how, you know.
I understand that because, hey, umesema kitu, nikasema wow. Now, let's talk about something else. You know, I thought I should start a hashtag on my Twitter, Billy's Broadboard, for, like, tell Billy. So, muniambi, your whole story. Because najua mkonazo. But I was like, hey, let me not torture myself too much. But now, let's move on.
Talk to us.
Double texting.
What replies. About you?
Why? How many times have you seen memes, Natalie, on Twitter or something, or like Instagram? And it's like, oh, she texted twice. I remember... I'm gonna come out here, Mosini bully. I'm being vulnerable, Nico vulnerable, and I'm expressing myself. When I posted that thing on Twitter for Konam too, I just think it was at 7 a.m. in the morning, and it was like 4 texts. And so people are like, the keys to double text. I must do texting consecutively. I said, it's not even a big deal for me.
Yeah, I don't.
So what's honestly, the issue with double texting?
On the side of the boys.
Yeah.
The boys double texting.
By then you tell me.
Nah, you see, I remember this meme which said, why don't you have any hoes? Like, you know how girls being issues, and she's like, why don't you have any hoes? That means nobody wants you, and she won't date you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so you see. So now, it's this type of thing where you need to have some type of, not ego, like, even you, Ukuna Jichocha, you'll be like, even Hash has to chase a bit, you know? But now, if you give yourself all like that and start double texting, simping, according to me.
Simping?
Double texting is simping. Because you're not going to show any type of ego. And so she's going to be like, this is an easy catch. So she's also going to give you attitude.
So let me, you said easy catch. So are there, like, shorties other people consider easy catches? Because me, I've been in a situation where, let me tell you something. Let's say, hypothetically.
No, it's not.
He's your hypothetical. Excuse me. I have sinned for this guy. Any, everyone knows we have a thing. So he's claiming on anything. Yeah. But we're vibing. Yeah, wakiniona one or two, the next person. Hypothetical. Wakiniona two on the next person. Alafu unasikia. One of his homies, his homies almost best friends. He's in my DMs.
Drawing it.
And I'm like, bro, aren't you? What's going on here?
Oh, so they didn't know. It's like they didn't know.
Bro, they knew because everyone knows, hypothetically. Everyone knows. But these other homies
are still hitting on you.
Hit on you. Yani, ile...
Pressure.
Mbaka woko. Yani, you go to this person's room or house or whatever where they live, he's just there. Yani, your SO is not there.
Yeah.
But he's just there. Yeah. He's offering you drinks. I'm like, and you're like, what the heck is going on? Hypothetically. Now, you'll tell me.
Yeah.
So, okay, me, I don't know, maybe I misunderstand Broco, maybe I've overstepped my boundaries in some sort of way. But I thought, like, when homies are friends, like, if you hit on a girl, your homie's not going to go for this.
Obviously.
But more than once, it's happened, hypothetically.
No, it's not hypothetical, it's okay. From what you're saying, it looks like your boyfriend, not your boyfriend, the guy you're talking to, like the guy you're talking to, has not told the other guys you guys are serious. Ama, they don't know that you guys are together. If they know, this boy has gone ahead and told them, nah, we're not serious, he's just a friend. So they'll be like, oh. So now it means that shirt is free. So now even me, I can go shoot my shot.
Wow.
So your boy was just playing
me. Let me. This is one thing I realized. Just now, you tell me if I'm lying. If a homie's friends are going after you, he hasn't claimed you.
Facts.
So stop being stupid.
Fact.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Fact.
Because, hey, me, I've seemed...
So it's not hypothetical.
See, hypothetical.
Let me ask, what's the meaning of sim?
Me simping nile. Any unajibeba ufala, for lack of a better term. Nile, like, you see something is fishy here, but you choose to just ignore it. Because you're so in love. You're like, they can't do this to me, nah. This, that's bae. That was me. I was like, that's bae. Hypothetically. I was like, that's bae.
Yeah, I think maybe Anika ajaku claim bado. Because what I know, guys, respect bro code.
Fact.
Right.
Fact. Girl, please. My God.
So yeah, bro code. I don't think you can hit on your boy's girl. Because if your boy has claimed you, it's obviously boundaries. Ata, you know.
Kama ameiva, they're like this. Wana kuangalia kama wamefunga macho.
Yeah. Or even if they do it, they won't be outright, like, as you call you to the house and play music and all. You know, there's that outright pressure.
But kuna wengine pia wanakonga tu pale kwa DM.
Do you know your fellow species? Unawajua vizuri or what? Unawajua vizuri.
Yani? Wana slither.
They're slippery. Hey! Yani, we have been confused sometimes. I look back and I'm like...
Who are you?
Hey!
What are you doing?
Was it me?
Nikuseme.
Yani, unamka in the middle of the night to go...
Wait.
How dumb can you be?
So, yeah.
The male species. They're slippery like a snake. When someone wanna sleep out. Not all, not that's all. True.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tell us.
The next thing you wanna talk about? Let's talk about dates.
Dates, wow.
Dates. For me, I just need Janike.
See, hypothetically.
It's your hypothetical. In me, not Janika too. I am not someone who, like, will overthink dates or, like, bring up dates and stuff. Like, Valentine's Day, anniversary. It's fine. But I thought to text or something, like, to just show you acknowledge it. And it is what it is. You know, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah,
too. Unaweza nitumia chocolate, Cadbury, lemon, or five bob, and that's it. Like,
that's it, yeah.
Yani, just acknowledge it.
Acknowledge it, yeah.
Sasa, akina Janika for real. Sasa, kuna this one time I was dating someone. It got to Valentine's Day or something.
Mm.
This guy has not texted me for 4 days. Yani, I'm going...
Let's give him a name. Sanitizer. Sanitizer. Let's call him Sanitizer. You know it's him. Let's call him Sanitizer.
So, tunapitana na the sanitizer.
Yeah.
And then my friend are like, aren't you guys dating? I'm like, by the way. And how was he just passing like that? Huh?
Wait.
What's going on?
He passed you.
Bro. Nikama, yani, I was blending in the wall.
With the wall.
Nikasema, here? Okay, I'm the fool here. So
but utaki kuuliza, you don't
know what's exactly, because I don't know what the heck is going on. Now, it came to this day.
Yeah.
It was a very important day for me.
Uh-huh. Do you want to tell us?
No, I'll just say it was an important day for me. So, Samini, that day, my friends, thankfully, shout out to my friends. they had bought me like a tiny like a cake and like some necklace and stuff and put it in my room. It was so cute. So then I was like, I love sparkling water. So I was like, let me go buy some sparkling water, like a 6-pack, and just spoil.
Just spoil the sparkling water.
That is like $60-something. I was like, just spoil Kidogo. Make it for fridge because I had a tiny fridge in my room. It's like, maybe spoil Kidogo. On my way there, I'm seeing a group of people walking to the gate. Yeah. I said,
what's happening?
No, me and catch up with them because before you leave my soul, you have to sign.
Yeah.
And then everyone is like, oh, we're being taken out for a date with sanitizer. The same one.
I'm on this addition to it.
He's like, no, you know, it's Valentine's Day, Vinini, or something. Which day was it? It was some day or something. Yeah. Probably about, I don't know, some day. And it's like, yeah, we've been taking off from the date with sanitizer. Maybe it says in my pocket, you know, some makeup, you know, the outfit, I'm going to spoil myself. Nearly the rest sparkling waters. You know? Opulence.
Mm.
So we're like the same one who I'm supposed to be in a relationship with.
I'm not going to
Mutani sa idea. I was actually like, guys, mutani ambia sasa. So now, Mr. Sanitizer comes down. I can tell you too, Missouri. I can ambia happy, whatever it was. I was to
dream.
He's like, I saw whatever you left in my room. And I was like, where are you going? You haven't had an invitation for four days. Mimi says, you're not good after mtu. Yeah, I used to know where he is.
Yeah.
I know where he is. It's like he'd be in like a club or like in class or something. Why would you pass me in a corridor? You know, Nipita too.
Let me tell you guys, if you haven't seen Bilha, she's a 10. Actually, she's a 15 out of 10. I don't know what's wrong with this boy.
I'm dead.
You get too proud now. Stop.
So nah, see, what if maybe, how tall is he? No, how tall is he?
That's a whole different conversation. Yo, I can even bring you in another time. Hi, Tutong Galalea.
Nah, I'm just on the thing. Maybe
now,
it is.
Cheeky. Maybe cheeky. Cheeky.
Yeah.
Kasa, I was like, is it me? Oh no, what did I do? What's happening? Ah, yeah. Kasa, that same night.
Yeah.
Mr. Sanitizer, I could go up in my room, knock the door nicely, like I need to talk to you to come up on your roof. Demons. D2. I said, wow. So it wasn't me, but the way I was simping, because me, I'm there humbly, because too, I've not done anything. I'll just be
ciao,
the ghetto. Then that time is like, oh, this guy had asked me to be his girlfriend like what, 3 times? I said no. The third time I was like, okay, fine. Yes. You know, he applied the pressure. Simon Kasama, you seem to be serious, like do the team.
Wanaume, nini wa baba?
Nikasama, is it me who is the fool? Am I the idiot? Yeah, I'm taniambia, by the way. But honestly, we're still friends until this day. It's my homie for real. He's my homie. Mr. Sanitizer, I feel like he'll hear the story and just know it's him. But anyway. Shout out to him. Like, he's still my homie.
Maybe he didn't even know.
He didn't know. Like, for him, I like that he was very honest with his, like, reasoning. He was, really was really honest. He was like, I thought I was ready for a relationship. That's why I followed you all this long. But once I got into it, I was like,
But did you reciprocate?
I did.
Be honest.
I really did, to be honest. I mean, maybe he might have something else to say. What if I have him on a podcast episode? I feel like once I'm into someone, it's like almost 110%, even before I'm claimed. And then I've been in situations where somebody claims me, like in this situation, somebody claims me, and after I've been claimed, he's like, yeah, you're my girlfriend now. All the energy that was being put in, zero.
Let me ask. You, when you've seen a hunter go to the hunting ground looking for an animal, once he already catches the animal, does he continue hunting?
So you consider women prey, or what are you saying?
No, I'm just giving an example.
I was listening to someone saying that they're giving reasons why guys cheat, and someone said guys like chasing girls, and after that, like, it gives them
the thrill is in the chasing.
Yeah, and then after they get the girl, it's like to me settle. And then there's Akuna that's chasing anymore.
That.
I love when they get a girl who's not giving the same energy when Anna text. They're like,
not me,
let me hop on here.
Love don't you?
I'm a bunny.
Me, I can't. Because I don't understand why. Me, when I get into a relationship, like a serious one, I'm like, this is my man. Imagine you will keep flirting until he dies.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I've seen that in guys, but why? Niambia to check it.
Somebody just ghost.
Listen, this is what I'm feeling, and I'd rather not cheat. I'd rather not heartbreak you. What an end.
Atatuni, let me peace out. I'm
going to head out.
Anyway.
Not
you,
me, though.
Ni propaganda. Ntaniambia. You, umesama, not you. So not you can't me, though. Relate.
I only know. I'm not loyal. Black men don't
cheat. For all the females.
Ah!
Yeah.
Wait.
Hey. Let's not even go into that.
Black men don't cheat.
Sasa.
Ukumali tunaishi, it's a bedroom. Nairobi.
Yeah, I saw this thing. Nairobi is a.
But?
It was like Nairobi is a bedroom and Eldoret is a bed sitter.
Yeah, it's a awesome. But again, when we keep saying ati, we keep generalizing Nairobi as a cheating hub.
Facts. I like that. Because guys go on Twitter and say, oh, Nairobi, oh, oh, oh.
But no, you're just a hoe. Listen.
Yeah, well,
just a hoe. No, it's not the country.
It's not the city.
You are just a hoe. Ato ukipelekwa Yugoslavia. You're still a hoe. Accept you and just move in silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think also it gives, you know, people who cheat, wakisikia Nairobi is a cheating hub. As in what I
do.
Nairobi.
Exactly. Nairobi.
It's Nairobi.
Exactly. So.
That's an interesting thing too. Can we talk about posting each other?
Okay.
Okay. The reason why I brought this up, Nikwasa, you remember, I think it was Women's Day or something. Mr. Diamond, Mr. Diamond, that legend, he posted a grid. Yani, he put all his baby mamas kwa grid moja. Akasema, as a group chat.
Yeah, I thank appreciate you. All of you.
I said, hey, become one on your slideshow. He could have done like individual post maskino or something.
See, but all of them, that would be, you know, like he'll show the other ones. He has more interest in others.
Justify.
I'm just saying.
Tell me the rationale, because I don't understand.
All of them are baby mamas. They do not like you appreciate one more than the other. You appreciate all of them the same way. No, okay, so you want him to appreciate one more than you. You appreciate them all the same way.
He should do individual posts for all of them.
Okay, makes sense.
What's so hard? If you can post a grid, that means you went to the pains of looking for a picture, ukaeka kwenye PicsArt, ukaeka kwenye grid, and then you posted it, ukaandika capture. You can do individual posts.
I don't know, he was saving.
I know you understand where we're coming from. You're just being difficult. I am. What is it about posting each other? Like, how do you feel? If you're dating someone for like a year or something and they never post you.
Personally, I don't post my
Which is a good and bad thing.
Yeah.
Because, especially I know for men, not me though. I'm just guessing. I guess too. I don't know. I think...
It can be. Wait, okay, so if I'm quiet like this, people don't even know about my life.
Exactly.
They think I'm single.
So that person that you think is single is going to hit on your man. It's going to hit on your man.
But then again, Kim Post.
I
don't know.
Me, I was moving in silence with my bae. I can add Janika up, and it's fine. But I was moving in silence. It was fine. We're chill, we're calm. Then I post that screenshot.
Yeah.
People were hitting me up. I was like, who the that thing had like 2.5k.
Yeah,
I also said, what
you know, I haven't seen that meme for unampost, nasi tunamhost. Unamposti, alafu tunamhosti. Especially on Twitter. This is because I've seen it happen before. Once you, especially the men that you think are your friends but are not, there's no bro code.
Mm-hmm.
You post your girl them like this. Bruh.
Can we follow bro code, please? What's the issue? Let's follow bro code or something.
But nah.
And then no, me, I usually crop out my man's face. Now saw. Everyone is pressed even more.
They're like, who is this?
But now, listen. If now, you've not told guys about your relationship, you've cropped up his face.
Why am I supposed to tell guys about my relationship?
But nah, listen to where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. You've not told people. So now, your friend doesn't know you date this guy, and your friend also likes this guy.
Nah, that can never happen.
How? But you don't posted him or told guys you dated him.
Because my friends
would know.
Friends.
Okay, and because sometimes guys,
we moved really quickly. He knew what he wanted, and he went for it. So now I didn't even have time to tell my besties. But when I had relaxed, from good stress, it's when I sat down and I was like, hey, this shit moved on so quickly, I can't even tell you. But they know.
Yeah.
And this thing got. If you know, that's what I'm saying. Anyway, but yeah, that's what I mean. So what's the issue about posting it?
Sometimes.
I know people are pressed with my life because once I post that, when I'm talking on Twitter, people coming to my house being like, yeah, imagine you're breaking hearts. Me, I'm like, who?
I didn't even post it.
How? Because this guy doesn't even talk to me. They talk to my friends, being like, oh, Billy has a man now. You didn't tell me. And I'm listening because I've never communicated to me directly. So how am I supposed to know? Missy, I move on with whoever shows interest and puts in the work and etc.
Yeah, and although, like, right now, I can't compare myself with actually the person I was in high school who was just dating Ovio. But right now, when I get into a relationship, I'm not seeking at it to have like temporary pleasure.
Right.
You're looking at the long term.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
If I'm going to post you, I'm dead sure.
I'm serious. Imagine me agree.
Nah, you post it and then 10 minutes later you'll find that text for I'm coming to you as a woman.
You see, that's the thing. But now the best part.
But they met. What is the problem with that? I'm coming to you as a woman. Okay,
there's nothing wrong with it. But like, no, because if you like your bae, listen, if you and your bae are open and you're free, you'll be like, hey, I found this text from this lady. What the fuck does it mean? And then let's explain to you.
Oh, maybe you may have didn't see the whole thing.
Yeah, look at it like in perspective. Because you post your bae confidently, you're like, yeah, it's my man. It's like, yeah. And then somebody is like, I'm coming to you as a woman. As Sid said, I'm coming to you as a woman. Who you? And this is what happened, if you see. Says the woko. How? When?
Yeah, but.
What if she's lying?
She could be lying.
Trying to sabotage your relationship.
Some people like go like talk to this to my person first. Yeah. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
On this day, what did you do? Yeah. What happened? This time, I won't like go directly. I want you to tell me what happened. Then I'll tell you I had this and this and this.
Yeah.
Is it true? Then, your shot. It's not true. Okay. And this girl says this and this. We ask her to pick up her mother. If you're lying.
That's so my thing is, you have to have even that openness to begin with, where you'd be like, I got this message from this guy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, imagine your shoulder comes to you and they're like, Nipatai message, bwanga. And then you're like, ah, babe, this is shoulder, like, I fucked with her a few years ago, but now, like, we're not anything. She probably just akona matungu or something.
Yeah.
See, that's open.
Yeah.
But then if your man doesn't even make that effort.
How
do you bring it up? You're just sitting there, you're like, I know something, but what the hell am I gonna do with this information?
No, that's a babe, what's wrong? Nothing.
You see? So it's really interesting. This has been an interesting conversation for us.
Yeah.
You know what? This can even continue. We can have a part two, because this is part one of Tales of Clownery. Ladies and gentlemen.
Tell me if you want a part two.
Yes. Please let me know. Follow my Twitter. I'm only follow Twitter. Number.
Yeah.
Billy's Broad
Pod. Not after followers.
Billy's Broad Pod. Please follow me on Twitter. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I know we talked about very many different situations. We gave very conflicting views.
Yeah.
But I really want to thank my guests
who came on here.
Mr. Sid, thank you so much for putting in the effort
to come all this way
to engage me in my little podcast here. You've really enlightened us.
We have to.
You've given us a few different perspectives that we have to think about. And I want to thank my cousin, Miss Babes Melanin Waters. You all don't even understand. Miss Natalie.
Yeah, thank you, Bilha, for having us. Yeah, it was fun.
Right. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast, guys.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for tuning in to Billy's Board Pod, a podcast about life, surviving your 20s, and which other chaos I want to talk about. Guys, there's a song called Barzu by the artist Malosa. It goes too hard. It's playing in the background. Listen to that heat, the hotness. Please, I'm gonna put that in my link down here on my Anchor. Please tune in, and thank you so much for tuning in to Billy's Broad Pod. I love you guys, and goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.